and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Dan Big Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stan Big Bank.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 spin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salino, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Contempt case reopened against Speaker, Select Committee and Justice Minister over Bill 7. Vice President attributes reduced load shedding to rising water levels in Kafue River and increased power imports. In global news, Kenya hosts urgent UN talks on planet in crisis. Good afternoon. With the main news, my name is Mutolo Mwamba. Lawyer Celestine Mukandila and jailed former Lumezi Member of Parliament Monia Zulu have retaken contempt of court proceedings against Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, members of the Select Committee and Minister of Justice, Princess Kasun, over the continued processing of Bill 7 despite a prior Constitutional Court judgment. In a fresh application filed in the Constitutional Court, Mr. Mukandila and Mr. Monia argue that an earlier attempt to pursue the matter, which was struck out of technical grounds, did not address the substance of their complainant but only provided guidance on the proper legal framework for initiating committal proceedings. The duo say the Speaker and other parliamentary officials announced the reinstatement of Bill 7 and the immediate commencement of committee sittings after the court on the 27th of June 2025 declared the process that produced the bill unconstitutional and the bill null and void. They contend that government plans to proceed with a second reading and committee stages of the constitution amendment in mid-December 2025 is contemptuous and an affront to the authority of the Constitutional Court. Mr. Mukandila and Mr. Zulu are seeking that the court take judicial notice of the alleged disregard for its judgment and set an order of committal against the named respondents. Meanwhile, Patriotic Front PF presidential hopeful Brian Mundubile has advised members of parliament not to support Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 and its process as it comes in parliament next week for second reading. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Mundubile says the bill is illegal and does not represent the views of the Zambian people. Mr. Mundubile disclosed that any member of parliament who will support the bill in parliament risks being held in contempt for participating in an illegal process.
The best we'll do is to go to the committee, to remind the committee that they have a duty to uphold the constitution. If any of us appears before the committee, it will be to go and remind the committee that they were sitting illegally because the bill that they were interrogating is a bill that does not exist. It's a bill that is illegal. Because it was born out of a process that was unconstitutional. So, as we appreciate the Oasis Forum, I also want to call upon other political parties to join hands. Let's join efforts with honorable members of the parliament, with joint efforts with the Oasis Forum in ensuring that Constitutional Amendment Bill number 7 does not go through the second reading.
Vice President Motale Nalumango says the recent reduction in load shedding hours across the country is largely due to increased water levels in the Kafue River, along with heightened electricity imports secured through ongoing government negotiations. Responding to a question from Munkana Member of Parliament Binwa Mpundu this morning, who challenged government on what they described as miraculous power availability in recent weeks despite no major new projects being commissioned, Mrs. Nalumango dismissed the suggestion that the improvements are way accidental, making it clear that increased water levels and deliberate government action were responsible. Mrs. Nalumango says she had personally visited parts of the country to verify the rise in water levels, explaining that the improved inflows were not simply due to rainfall in the immediate area, but from upstream catchments. She stressed that the improved water situation was also driven by increased electricity imports secured through aggressive negotiations. Meanwhile, Mrs. Nalumango says government is prepared to forcibly remove illegal miners from the Mufumba gold mine, assuring trained and licensed local miners that they will soon take possession of their tenements. Responding to a question from Mufumba Member of Parliament Elliot Kamondo, who praised government for training about 400 artisanal miners and issuing them artisanal licenses, but raised concern that illegal miners had refused to vacate the area, Mrs. Nalumango reiterated government's commitment to ensuring that ordinary citizens participate meaningfully in mining, but only within the law.
This government is ready to remove them forcibly because they are illegal. Can we all agree? This is an issue nobody should debate against. They must be removed in certain areas. We even have aliens. Aliens bringing in arms.
Yeah.
You are a Zambian. You can't allow that.
The Lusaka Magistrate Court has set 13th January 2026 as the commencement date for the defense of opposition Christian Democratic Party President Dan Pole in a matter in which he is accused of seditious practices. When the matter came before Acting Chief Resident Magistrate Sylvia Munyinya this morning, the defense lawyers informed the court that Dr. Pole intends to call an estimated 32 witnesses to support his case. 4 days ago, Magistrate Munyinya found Dr. Pole with a case to answer on charges of seditious practices contrary to Section 57, Subsection 1B and Section 60, Subsection 1F of the Penal Code. The charges relate to statements alleged to have been made between 16th May and 28th of May 2024, in which Dr. Pole accused President Hakainde Hichilema of promoting regionalism through his official appointments. Defense lawyers say the testimony of the 32 witnesses will be central to exonerating their client and will form the core of the defense case when hearing resume on the 13th of January 2026 in readiness for judgment once the defense is closed. The Tobacco Free Association of Zambia, TOFAZA, has welcomed Cabinet's approval of the Zambia Tobacco Control Bill, calling it a critical step towards safeguarding public health and fulfilling the country's international obligations. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka this morning, TOFAZA Youth Advocate Jamia Piri described the development as a major milestone in protecting the health of the people, preventing addiction among young people, and aligning the country with this obligation.